cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. The military targets Turning Point. That's right. And then Israel wants the West to take in refugees. Again, we rehash this. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Okay, I want to encourage you guys. You have got to get your tickets today to AmFest. It's been there for a couple years. It is a game-changing, life-changing event. It has secured the title of the largest multi-day conservative gathering in history. You know, over 10,000 people attend. You better get your tickets. They're popping. AmFest has an electrifying environment, leads the charge to fight the American culture war. As we bring you to the epicenter of freedom, the speakers are unbelievable. You might ask, well, when is it? It's December 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th. And come on, I mean, these speakers... Hold your phone. Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck, Patrick Bet-David, Candace Owens, Rob Schneider, Roseanne Barr, Dennis Prager, Ali Beth Stuckey, James O'Keefe, Riley Gaines, Ben Carson, Jason Whitlock, Gad Saad, Brandon Tatum, Seth Dillon, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, Yanmi Park, Michael Seifert, James Lindsay, Steve Bannon, Eric Metaxas, Donald Trump Jr., Josh Hawley, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, and bigger names than even that to be announced soon. So get your ticket today, amfest.com. That is amfest.com. You're going to really love it. I think when you come, you'll meet new people. Maybe you want to find a husband or a wife. Come to AmFest. Find a best friend. Come to AmFest. Have kids that you're afraid are slipping to the liberal side. Go to AmFest. Have conservative kids that you want to give them the best Christmas gift ever. Amfest.com. Meet your heroes. See them in person. Plus, there's breakouts and media row. It's an incredible, incredible event. AmFest.com, just coming in a couple weeks, Phoenix, Arizona. We're doing our show live, by the way, from Media Row. Love seeing all of you taking selfies. It's great. We spent a couple hours there last year. It was really amazing. AmFest.com, this four-day event is packed with empowering speakers, hundreds of patriotic partner organizations, and the America-loving community that you have been searching for. Don't miss on the amazing concert, too. And let me tell you, I mean, come on, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Rob Schneider, Roseanne Barr, Dennis Prager, Ali Beth Stuckey, James O'Keefe, Patrick Bet-David, Glenn Beck. I mean, just drop everything and come to Phoenix. AmFest.com, AmFest.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Our military is in bad shape. We are being infiltrated. Our country is being infiltrated by the Marxists to destabilize the country. And you think about the one place that we should really be careful not to allow the capturing from the Marxists is the military. Who fights the wars? Who keeps the country safe? The U.S. dollar is largely based on our ability to win wars. Aircraft carriers, missiles, the greatest fighting force the world has ever seen. Now, we've allowed woke elements to come in to the military. The whole trans thing, the repeal of don't ask, don't tell. And we've always said, well, you know, it's okay. We have to make it more inclusive. And never once did we ask the question, are we trying to have the military be better at what they're supposed to do, which is to kill our enemies and win wars quickly and have as few of our own people die? So breaking news story that is extraordinary, and it's just yet another piece of evidence of what our military has become. Our military has become a major college campus with missiles. It's a college campus on an aircraft carrier, by other means. By other words. This last weekend, you know Tyler Boyer. He shows up on our show quite often. RNC committeeman, very mainstream thinker, political strategist, runs Turning Point Action, does a great job. I've been working with Tyler for almost 9 years. 9 years in January. It's amazing. Now, he started as an entry-level employee with us at Turning Point USA. He's a father of three. Really scary guy, right? RNC committeeman for Arizona. He spoke at an event this last weekend in North Dakota. Great American. So I hope if you are in the Dakotas, especially North Dakota, listen carefully. Tyler spoke at a Dakota Patriot rally in Minot. I think I said that right. I never can say it. It's a tough pronunciation. Minot, North Dakota. You guys can correct me. freedom@charliekirk.com. Okay. Minot, North Dakota. And nearby in Minot is an Air Force base, one of the largest Air Force bases in the country. Now, mind you, the leadership of our government doesn't really care that the Chinese are buying up land near this Air Force base. But they are worried that the members of the Air Force base might attend a Turning Point Action event. This is breaking news. This is huge stuff, everybody. The leadership, not some sort of low grundoon. The leadership at the Air Force base in North Dakota sent a text message to service members to warn them of the dangers of being near a downtown rally that featured Tyler Boyer from Turning Point Action. This is from the leadership from the Minot Air Force Base. Leaders, please exercise caution if downtown this weekend, reads the text message. Be careful and reach out to anyone with concerns. At issue was the Dakota Patriot rally at the state fairgrounds in Minot, and the text warned personnel to be cautious because rally-goers could be confrontational to military members. What? It also said that their promotions might be put in jeopardy. Listen, leaders, please exercise caution downtown. Please pass along to your team. We got word of an event at Fairgrounds downtown. Its guest speaker is from an alt-right organization called Turning Point Action. Please advise your folks if they are going. This is the U.S. military that is focusing their time on when people that are off duty, whether or not they want to go to a political rally. This is your military that was once led by General Mark Milley. He says he wants to understand white rage. Lloyd Austin, who has never won a war. This is your military that is basically saying to members of the greatest fighting force ever, don't show up to a political Turning Point Action rally. And they wonder why recruitment is down 30%. The text message, this is the key. Again, it's a buried lead. Fox News wrote this up. They did an okay job. They didn't do a great job. Part of this really ticks me off. This should have been the first sentence in the whole article. You have to read and read and read. This is the whole thing. Participation with groups such as Turning Point Action could jeopardize their continued service in the U.S. military. That's the whole ballgame, everybody. Forget this whole rally thing, Tyler Boyer. No. Let me read that again. Participation with groups like Turning Point could jeopardize your service with the U.S. military. So if you get involved with Turning Point Action to become a precinct committeeman, they could kick you out of the U.S. military. First of all, this is illegal. The government is not doing this. I'm already talking to lawyers all day. We are going to sue the socks off of the Air Force. You are not allowed to compel speech like this. We've been talking to lawmakers, congressmen, senators. We want hearings. We want people, you know, you don't get fired in the military. But by the way, why are Republicans still funding this military? Oh, thanks, Speaker Johnson, for getting rid of all of our leverage. Worthless. Hey, let's just give Chuck Schumer everything he wants. Yeah, we're going to get nothing, okay? Because you gave the Democrats everything. Participation with groups such as Turning Point Action. So Turning Point, thousands and thousands and thousands of members, hundreds of thousands of members. We have Turning Point USA, Turning Point Action. They work in harmony with different missions. One is more political. One is strictly educational. The U.S. military is targeting Turning Point, saying if you get involved, you could lose your career in the U.S. military. Who's writing these orders? Is this straight from Joe Biden? Is this from Lloyd Austin? or John Kirby or Jake Sullivan? Is Lindsey Graham aware of this? You know, Lindsey Graham, who wants to invade every country? So patriots who love the country, Turning Point Action and Turning Point USA are mainstream conservative organizations. You might not like what we have to say. We stand for freedom. We stand for the Constitution. We stand for liberty. We stand for God. You check out amfest.com. Let me read these speakers off to you. We have lawmakers that are coming. I wonder how many of these lawmakers are going to put up a stink. I hope they start to draw a line in the sand. Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Corey Mills, Josh Hawley. Your taxpayer dollars are now funding a Democrat super PAC with drones called the U.S. military. You could get kicked out of the military. This is what the leadership of the Minot Air Force Base says. Participation with groups such as Turning Point Action could jeopardize their continued service in the U.S. military. Is that a stated position of the United? Is that a written policy of the U.S. military? If so, where is it written? By the way, I might just have to go to Minot next week and go give a speech and invite every single member of the Air Force. What are they going to do? Are they going to kick them all out of the military? We're not going to put up with this. Republicans, when are you guys going to start to understand the military is a captured organization? Why is not, by the way, Senator Ted Cruz came out yesterday and said Tuberville has to stop his holds on the military people. Why are Republicans okay with this? On the condition of anonymity, I've now heard directly from servicemen at this Air Force base who have confirmed these texts are real. They've said that as soon as Joe Biden became president, DEI took over the entire Air Force base. Republicans have done nothing to stop it. In fact, they love it. They also tell me conservatives are leaving the military in huge droves. Recruiting is abysmal. And instead of changing directions, the leadership is doubling down. If you get involved with Turning Point USA or Turning Point Action, you could get kicked out of Air Force. But if you get involved with some Palestinian group or Hamas or with BLM, what would happen? I don't know. But this is the kicker. They consider Turning Point to be a moral equivalent of ISIS. Welcome to your government, brought to you by Republicans. Charlie Kirk here. Are you tired of playing defense with your children's entertainment? Today, kids can't walk into the library or turn on the TV without seeing progressive agendas everywhere. That's why we love Sherwood. It is an ad-free, wholesome kids entertainment platform that shares your values. On Sherwood, your kids can read, listen to audiobooks, and watch shows without fear of woke ideology might pop up. Sherwood is a wholesome entertainment platform with a library of audiobooks, ebooks, videos, all with characters that model the behavior that you'd actually like to see in your kids. From classics like Velveteen Rabbit and Treasure Island, one of my favorites, to timeless cartoons and other entertaining content. A lifetime subscription to Sherwood is usually $750, but for this month, only you can get a lifetime subscription for just $299 using promo code Charlie. Sign up for Sherwood today and take back control over the stories that are shaping your children at SherwoodKids.com. That is SherwoodKids.com. So I want to continue with this North Dakota story. I might have to go out to Minot. Will they get really fired up? We'll see. I love that part of the world, by the way. A lot of lawmakers we're talking about are really upset. We better have some really big hearings about this. And, you know, I was texting with a senator and I was fired up. I said, why are we still funding these parts of the military and carving it out? They said, well, you know, the military, it does great work. I said, I'm so sick of these Republicans. I could tell you what senator it is. And they said, yeah, you know, we'll do some social media on it. We do not have a serious opposition party. No, they should honestly tweet out, no, the military doesn't get $800 billion if this continues. But again, I don't mean to pick on them, but actually I kind of do. We have no leverage right now. Any breaking news story that we want to hold the regime accountable, Congress is not in session right now. They're all on vacation. They're gone. Goodbye. Thank you, Speaker Johnson, for misleading us. Anyway, so I want to read this. Producer Andrew got a phone call from somebody. And by the way, just skip the hearings. Just start cutting spending. I'm sick of this hearings. I got to correct myself. Enough. And someone said, what can you do about the military? Cut the spending. Do you think for a second, I want you to imagine, if when Trump was president, if they said the attendance of a, let me think of a really simple, like the Minot Democrat Party organization. If you go there, you'd be kicked out of the military. How do you think that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and these people would react? Why have Republicans not abolished every BSDEI piece of garbage in the military-industrial complex? The military should have zero diversity officers. Speaker Johnson, why didn't you do that? Why did you do a quote-unquote dirty CR all the way to January? Why didn't you just do that? Remember when the military picked a fight with Tucker Carlson? Everyone involved should have been kicked out. Instead, they were promoted. The purpose of the military is to kill the enemy and to limit deaths on our own side. Win wars as quickly as possible. The military has become a social experiment filled with trans activists, filled with CRT believers. So I want to read this. Producer Andrew did a great job transcribing this. This is from a whistleblower at Minot. He said, by the way, this text is 100% true. 100% true. He said, all white Christian conservatives are marginalized. DEI and CRT are pumped into everything the commanders at the base do. All promotions and awards are given to those who buy into ideological-based trainings. This is a whistleblower. They also tell me that conservatives are leaving the military in droves. Recruiting is abysmal, and instead of changing directions, the leadership is doubling down. Joe Biden and the Democrats are actively undermining our military readiness and national security. Quote, the military all watches MSNBC all day long. That alone, you should defund these morons. Flip the switch the day Biden took over. And yet we have this CR all the way to January. No leverage, no working through Thanksgiving. Here's what could have been. The government could have shut down this week. So imagine this. The government could have shut down, which everyone would be freaking out. It's Thanksgiving, whatever. And imagine in the negotiation, hey, you want to get the, you want the government open, Chuck Schumer? Yeah, I want the government. Okay, then how about fix this? You could have then forced a negotiation. Instead, we just talk. Our side just talks. But hey, you guys can really be happy. You know why you could be happy? Your Republicans get a Thanksgiving break, guys. You're thrilled, right? Mike Johnson was with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago yesterday. Why isn't Mike Johnson in the House, like, I don't know, doing your job? Almost all the promotions the last 3 years in the military have been ideological. Participation with groups such as Turning Point Action could jeopardize their continued service in the military. I want to make sure J.D. Vance and especially Tommy Tuberville are exempt from my criticism. Coach Tuberville, American patriot, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're looking very smart right now. I wish Mike Johnson was as tough as Coach Tuberville. Tuberville was doing these holds on the DOD, and Lady Graham and Joni Ernst and Ted Cruz are attacking Tommy Tuberville for actually trying to get answers from the Department of Defense. This is just another piece of evidence. He's looking very smart right now. Very, very smart. Christmas is here, everybody. And that means that you might have to be moving boxes or just it's tough, a lot of stress. And that means inflammation increases. And that means pain also might increase alongside of it. Relief Factor, though, is here to help. It's a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. It's 100% drug-free, and Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. Relief Factor uses a unique and proven formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and many others to help you get out of pain, to reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains you're experiencing. So whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation, so you feel better all day, every day. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor Quick Start, and nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better. It's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. So see how Relief Factor can help you with their 3-week Quick Start, feel back, or your money back guarantee. So check it out right now, relieffactor.com, or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Slay that inflammation. Go to relieffactor.com. Most Republicans are afraid to ever criticize the military. They are cheerleaders for the military. They can do no wrong. The military is a captured institution, captured by the woke, captured by the trans activists, captured by the CRT folks. And now they are just openly hostile to half the country. Make no mistake, Turning Point Action represents the values of 70% of the country. You don't have to really look far to find out what happens when the military is filled with people that hate the country that they're supposed to protect. That doesn't end well. By the way, this wasn't exactly a massive event. A couple hundred people, very normal, run of the mill. So why did the military feel their need to go out of their way? Because this is probably, if Republicans were to do their job, which they don't, are Republicans in D.C. right now? We're working. I'm traveling to California. I'm giving a speech tonight at Pastor James Cadiz's church. Are Republicans working? ER nurses, police officers, firefighters, they're working this week. Are Republicans working this week? No. They worked with Chuck U. Schumer to make sure they get a beautiful Thanksgiving off. You guys can really be proud of your Republican majority this weekend as they sit on their tail and rest on their laurels and do nothing. And by the way, Speaker Johnson is trying to raise money. He's sending out all these texts. And, you know, one of our listeners, Wendy, got a solicitation from Speaker Johnson. She says, why don't you do your job? That's a good response. I love it. Get in the game. Yes, it is tough, but it's tough in the real world. Again, Mike Johnson, sweet guy. Go back and lead a Bible study, man. I don't think you're cut out for this. Participation with groups such as Turning Point Action could jeopardize their continued service in the U.S. military. Just got to start cutting spending. This is a really important point from one of our listeners, Christopher. Charlie, I was in the military for 11 years. In 1979, the rule was that if you joined a terrorist group, you would be removed from service with possible prison time. When Biden called us Christian terrorists, he was calling Turning Point a terrorist group, and the FBI has the authority to list you and groups as a terrorist. Why is this the first time you're addressing it? Well, I've addressed it before. That's not fair. It gets a little nasty late in the email, but that's exactly right. Remember, we were supposed to have this weaponization of government committee. Whatever happened to that? Has anyone been fired? Has any spending been cut? Anybody? Let's count how much spending has been cut from the FBI. Well, that was fun. Has any FBI person lost their job? Doing great, guys. I've lost my patience. I got to be honest. We have all this leverage. We worked so hard to give them the majority, worked our tail off. And then I have to see them not work Thanksgiving weekend, not work Christmas. And Chuck Schumer is celebrating. You read the press releases from Chuck Schumer and these people. They are so excited. Half the congressional term is over. Remember, we said, oh, yeah, we're going to get rid of all the IRS agents. You know, the IRS agents have lost their jobs. None. The border is completely wide open. Zelensky is still getting his money. Well, the Republicans are getting ready to send more money to Israel. And I support sending money to Israel. 100%. We have to back Israel. But let me also tell you something that I don't like. And my Jewish friends agree completely. But this story really bothers me. So we shined a pretty significant light on the Wall Street Journal piece last week of Danny Dinan saying that we in the West have a moral imperative to take the people of Gaza into the West. That if you don't, you're a bad person. And I asked the question, is this the official position of the Israeli government? And I received texts and phone calls from many people said, no, the Israeli government doesn't believe that. That's not the position of the Israeli government. I said, okay, well, that's good. I would like some more clarification. Well, it turns out that it is the position of the Israeli government. The Gila Gamilia, I don't know how to say this name. Gila, at least that's how we say it here in Arizona, Gila Gamliel, who is the intelligence minister of Israel. So a pretty important person, okay? The writer is Israel's intelligence minister. Says, "What victory is an opportunity for Israel in the midst of crisis." Okay, that's a fair title, okay. One of the issues of which my office, her intelligence minister office, has been working diligently is how to proceed the day after Hamas has been defeated and annihilated. Now, to be perfectly fair, this is obviously was written in some form of Hebrew and translated to English. You can read it as you read the article. It's just not great language. So then it goes on to say, okay, let me just read. It's so amazing. I want to make sure. Talks about how, you know, October 7th was the closest thing to a Holocaust. Totally accurate. Totally true. 100%. We will still have around 2 million people in Gaza, many of whom who voted for Hamas and celebrated the... Okay, this is what's amazing. So it talks about how the people of Gaza are super radicalized. Listen to this. This is the Israeli government talking, okay? We still have 2 million people in Gaza, many of whom who voted for Hamas and celebrated the massacre of innocent men, women, and children of Gaza, is a breeding ground for extremism. It's a small area, by no means, the most populated on earth. But one where too long its rulers have prioritized war against the Jews over a better life for their people. It is a place devoid of hope, stolen by genocidal terrorists of Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and other terrorist groups. So they say that they support the leadership. So they're radicalized. Then the Israeli government comes out and says, hey, Western world, you guys should take refugees. Why don't you solve this problem for us, is what the Israeli government says. So this is not just some one-off op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. The Israeli government says this. Another option is to promote the voluntary resettlement of Palestinians in Gaza for humanitarian reasons outside the strip. We must try something new. We call on the international community to make it a reality. It could be a win-win solution. A win for those civilians of Gaza. Wait, I thought you just said that they support the leaders of Hamas and that they celebrated the worst attack since the Holocaust. Which is it, Israeli government? This is BS. This is garbage. We are not going to take your terrorists for you, Israel. You guys got to solve this problem yourself and stop grandstanding and moralizing towards us. And by the way, Mort Klein from the Zionist Organization of America agrees. All my Jewish friend agrees. So before any of those low IQ dimwits at Media Matters call me an anti-Semite again for the ninth time this week, this is a pro-Semite view. I don't want Jews in the Western world living around Arab terrorists. And I don't know why the Israeli government is so insistent on this. It's sick, is what it is. They should be called out on it. It could be a win-win solution. How is it a win-win solution, intelligence minister? Again, this is not some sort of random person. We said with the op-ed, this is an official person in the Israeli government. It could be a win-win solution and a win for those civilians of Gaza who seek a better life. And a win for Israel after this devastating tragedy. Do you say how it's a win for the West? So you're trying to guilt us into bringing the terrorists that you don't want to live next to, understandably, into our country. Same thing Danny Dinan did. Israel, and by the way, this is from the Jerusalem Post. This is not some sort of random op-ed. And just so you know, 89% of Palestinians support the terror groups known for terrorist attacks. 75% supported the October 7th massacre. By the way, let me just give Israel some advice. I'm pro-Israel. I'm outspokenly pro-Israel. We have Mort Klein from ZOA on. I call balls and strikes as I see it. I'm not an apologist for the Israeli government, though. I think that's silly, okay? You guys got to stop writing these articles. Israeli government, are you listening? You got to stop writing these articles. It significantly erodes the American conservative support behind you. We are your best friend. You're not going to win over the lefties, okay? They're awful. Oh, it gets worse. It gets worse. It gets worse. The Israeli government comes out and says Israeli communities in the Gaza border area in the south could then return to their homes and communities and live in safety and security. So they're basically calling for a 2 million person resettlement package, but it gets even better. The Israeli government then says they should not have to continue living with the constant threat of rocket attacks and murderous infiltrations. Oh yeah, so the West should. That's what they're saying. They're saying that the Israeli people shouldn't live next to terrorists, but you should in Cleveland, and you should in Berlin. And you should in London. And you should in France. So let me get this straight. Half of the world's Jews are in Israel. Totally get it. Second most is America. The third most is France. And the fourth most is the UK. So you want to move the Gazan terrorists away from Israel into the place where the Jews are the second most. Why can't Muslim Arab neighbors take them? Why don't you write an op-ed with that intelligence minister person? By the way, for all the anti-Semitism that's out there, and it's out there, op-eds like this doesn't help. It doesn't help. It does not help. Here's a question for you, Hila Gamil. By the way, I'm probably not going to visit Israel anytime soon. They wouldn't let me off the plane. I don't care. I love Israel. I'm going to keep on speaking the truth. I'm not going to carry water for garbage. This is nonsense. Iran is Hamas's biggest backer. Maybe Iran should, you know, give Iran an ultimatum to take refugees. Let's just do nonstop flights to Tehran. So Jordan doesn't want them. Can we get that beautiful tape from King Abdullah, please? This is the second article in the last week where now members of the Knesset, members of the Intel Agency of Israel, are basically telling you that you're a bad person. They don't say bad person. They don't moralize as much, but they frame it as this like major opportunity. It's a win-win solution. So they start by telling you that the people of Gaza are super radical. They can't stay there. They're going to they're going to kill Jews. They're like awful, can't exist. And then simultaneously, three paragraphs later, they say, they're wonderful people and they're great. Play cut 55.
Just a part of the question on the issues of refugees coming to Jordan. And I think I can quite strongly speak on behalf not only of Jordan as a nation, but of our friends in Egypt. That is a red line. Because I think that is the plan by certain of the usual suspects to try and create de facto issues on the ground. No refugees in Jordan, no refugees in Egypt.
That's the king of Jordan. So the king of Jordan says no refugees, and yet the Israeli government has the gumption to tell us in the West, go take the terrorists, but they're actually wonderful people, but they're terrorists, so get them out of the way. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk, your exciting news to share about saving babies by providing ultrasounds. Right now, there is a dollar-for-dollar match doubling the number of babies you'll save with preborn. There are babies alive today about to celebrate their first Christmas because of what we did together a year ago at this time providing ultrasounds. And right now, you can save twice as many babies. Maybe you're already wondering about end-of-the-year giving and want to give every dollar, get the most results. Or maybe you just want to know that a girl making this decision deserves the truth. So that next year at this time, she's picking out a Christmas stocking for her baby's first Christmas. It's beautiful to think about. Your gift of $15,000, somebody out there can do it, I'm sure, will provide not one, but two ultrasound machines. $280 saves 10 babies. $28 a month saves a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And right now, any gift saves twice as many babies with preborn. I'm a donor to this organization. We love this organization with the Kirk family. Call 833-850-2229. Full endorsement. Amazing people. Click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. Go to charliekirk.com right now and click on the preborn banner. Okay, Senator Kramer, great American patriot, really good guy, texts back often, sent us a couple audio clips, gave us permission to play it in response to this Minot Air Force Base. Let's play the clip, please.
Well, first of all, if somebody disguised as a leader at the Minot Air Force Base actually put out this hyper-partisan left-wing political message, they need to rescind it immediately, they need to apologize for it profusely, and then they need to encourage the airmen at the Minot Air Force Base who are inclined to attend a conservative, traditional American values rally to do exactly that and bring a friend. Then that leader, so-called leader, needs to be removed from their position.
Good for you, Senator. That is the right statement. I think we have another one, don't we? That is the right response. And by the way, we're on it. I just got 10 texts from members of Congress. And they're really fired up. Marjorie Taylor Greene texted me. I'm sure she wouldn't care. Charlie, you're being attacked by the U.S. military. I'll help any way I can. Yeah, it's a day that ends in Y. You know, it's very funny if you look at all the enemies list of Turning Point, and then you say the Air Force, really? God bless the Air Force. They do a lot of great work. Play cut 57, please.
Well, unfortunately, these left-wing political messages are way too common in our military these days, and it needs to be stopped. We need to get our military focused on what they're supposed to be doing, and that is their own mission. They all have a collective mission and individual missions. At Minot, they just happen to carry the heavy burden, responsibility, and great honor of having two of the three legs of the nuclear triad. In other words, they are as responsible, if not more responsible, than anybody in the world for deterring our enemies, the enemies of freedom, the enemies of America, the enemies of America's allies. And so we need them to get focused on that and get off of the DEIEIG nonsense, woke nonsense that's infiltrated our military and now infiltrated North Dakota. Let's get to the mission.
Get to the mission is right. Corey Mills just tweeted out, Air Force Base in North Dakota warns airmen not to attend rally featuring Turning Point Action. Our men and women of the armed forces fight for our freedoms only be threatened and denied by woke and leftist leadership. Matt Gaetz, whoever thought sending this message was a good idea, is definitely going to be answering questions under oath in the Armed Services Committee. Good for you, Matt Gaetz. Good man. And good for you, Senator Kramer. That's exactly right. By the way, we need people to resign. I will just add to what Senator Kramer said, though. And he's right. Minot is there to fight China, Northern Hemisphere. They do a great job. But the heavy truth is that when I say that the purpose of the military is to kill the enemy, we are now considered the enemy. And I wish I was exaggerating. We, Christian conservative constitutionalists, are being labeled as the domestic enemy. If you notice, they always emphasize all enemies, foreign or domestic. They get really excited about the domestic side of it. Joe Biden gave that speech flanked by two Marines in Philadelphia, that blood red fascist speech, the MAGA fascists. That wasn't just some senile man screaming in the sky, even though it felt like it. That was a call to arms. So is there a policy in the Department of Defense that singles out Turning Point Action? Does it single out Judicial Watch? Does it single out PragerU? Does it single out other organizations? I don't know. But the leadership probably was just, the military is very hierarchical. So orders are followed and orders are followed and orders are followed. So who actually sent this out and why across the board? People are mad about everything. What a great day. People are saying I'm too pro-Israel. People say I'm not pro-Israel enough. And people say, so that's how you know that you're telling the truth. And then some people love what we're saying. Freedom at charliekirk.com. I am very, very happy with how our team has handled the last couple of weeks. We've just told the truth. And the truth will set you free. Enough of this pandering nonsense. I hate it. It drives me crazy. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom at charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.